What you're about to experience is the Adult Companion Guide to the 5 Steps of Money Management. You're listening to the founder, Mildred Dillon. I'm going to actually walk you through the 5 steps as presented in the adult workbook. So as you listen to this, it'll be extremely helpful if you've got your workbook out and open. I created the workbook mainly to give you a place to capture your thoughts and to begin your journey with the 5 steps of money management. And so we're going to start with step one, which is to maximize take-home pay. Now, if you remember My Money, who makes money 6 different ways every month, that's exactly what she's doing. And so we're going to work with you, first of all, for those who are working with your paycheck. But when I say take-home pay, I don't just mean from a job. I'm a realist. A lot of people out there don't have a formal job, but they're making money all kinds of ways. Type 3, interest income. Many people are willing to pay additional money, called interest, to be able to use other people's money. You can receive interest when you let others use your money by giving them a loan. Interest income is the money you make in addition to the amount you loan them. Okay, so you're going to give interest income, basically, it's on top of the original loan. And that's, by the way, one of the ways that My Money makes money. Even as a little girl, she's lending out her money. And so, unfortunately, so many people are on the other side of that where they're paying the interest, but that they don't think about, you know what, if I've got money just sitting too, there are ways that I can make interest. And a key way that people are making interest is this next thing that I'm saying here, putting money into a savings account is really like lending the bank your money because they're paying you interest. Now, I know people are laughing right now and I kind of want to laugh because obviously it's not like the largest interest that they're paying you, but that's really what that means when you get a statement and it says interest. They're actually paying you for using your money. And so obviously the more savings you have, the more even of the little interest you'll have, but they're much, much better ways to get interest income if you've got a little nest egg or you've got some money set aside. And so I always tell people, just look at that as an option. People do have unfortunate circumstances where they come into money because of the death of a loved one, life insurance proceeds. It happens, unfortunately, more and more. Now, the younger people are just checking out of here. Well, life insurance provides an instant lump sum of money that if managed properly, you can live just on the interest income that an institution will pay you, just the interest you could live on. And this is how people are taking that those proceeds and stretching them out generations to generations because they're not living on the actual proceeds, they're living on the interest. So that just goes to show you the power of interest income, okay? The next form of income, so we've talked about a paycheck, we've talked about these bonuses that come along a lot of times with having a paycheck, but not just paychecks provide bonuses, you can get bonuses all kinds of places, but just money you didn't anticipate will be a bonus. But then we've talked also about interest income just now with when you're basically people are paying you to use your money, and now we're going to talk about one of my favorites, business income, and that is for any small business that's out there, this is a form of income. It better be if you're a business because you won't make it if you're not bringing in income no matter how great your idea. And so business income is when you receive payments from customers for a service, for basically a product or service. Kind of like if you remember in the first form of income, people were helping these people make the money. Well, here are the people that you were helping, the owners themselves, who are making this income from their business, and they're sharing the income with people they hire. Basically is what they're doing. They're sharing the wealth, so to speak, with people who are helping them to make it, and they're doing that in the form of payroll, basically. And so, yes, that is a form of income. In this case, you're self-employed, which means you work for yourself. You set your own hours, your own pay, and you're now on the other side of the paycheck. You're actually signing the paycheck for the employees to help you make more money. So money you make from a business definitely can be good, but let me tell you something I don't think I need to tell you. You've heard it. If you're unprepared or the business is not well planned in advance, you can lose everything. And we see that all day long, unfortunately, with the small business statistics. It looks glamorous to have a business. I've been self-employed most of my life. I think at the age of 27, I officially went self-employed and never looked back. But the reality is, it's been so many ups and downs and so many risks I've had to take. And I really had to think it through. And I'm not going to tell you I thought everything through. I didn't. Sometimes I just leaped out there. But sometimes my best successes were when I leaped out there. But I don't make that a habit. But the reality is, I'm trying to tell you that you can't take business income lightly. And sometimes people step out with something because they make a lot of money the first month or two. They're excited and they think that that means longevity. There's so many pieces that need to come into play to keep your business viable and to keep it functioning. And so business income can be fabulous if we're doing it right, but it can also cost you everything. And now I want to take you to the exercise, working it out, and just walk you through what this exercise is doing. Because here is where your work begins, okay? The exercises are designed for you to put pen to paper. Maybe you just enjoyed hearing me talk, which is an honor. Thank you for that. But guess what? Your life won't change if you continue to listen to me talk and you don't do anything. And so this working it out page from chapter one is your prescription. And I need you to help me fill it out because I don't know you. I don't know your situation that well. But this is how we're going to get to know each other. And that's by working it out. So each form of income has upsides and downsides. That's bottom line. People always want to pick and choose. And it's funny in my group sessions, people want to say which kind is better than the other kind. Guess what? All of them have upsides and downsides. And so we get into some of that in some of our group therapy sessions. But the key is to maximize whichever type you pick, to maximize it, the upsides, and minimize the downsides. Okay? So take a few minutes, please, to brainstorm and write down the forms of income from the lesson. Hopefully you remember them. The six forms, you remember? Salary, I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you know, you got the book, you can flip back. But take a few minutes just to write it down, because you know what? That's how you remember things. That kind of seals the deal, if you will. Look at it that way, by writing it down. So just write them right here. Six types, I got six lines here. What forms of income do you think are best? And again, there's no right answer here, but it's the right answer for you. And everyone's situation is different. And that's why we always ask you to reach out to us if you've got questions and need some help with that. But most people kind of know right off what kind they like, what kind they want. If you're sitting on a business idea and you've not begun to work it, guess what? You need to write business income because you want to start a business. You know, even if you haven't done it, it's what you want to do. And writing it down is a huge step towards starting it, by the way, just to write it down and begin to be more descriptive about that. Now, looking at the list and based on your personality, desires, goals, I want you to circle the ways that you're making money now, would like to one day, or, you know, one day, even if you hadn't thought about it, but it would really use your best qualities. Those out of those six, we're still talking about six, circle at least three. Because what I found is typically it's going to be more than one way, and we're hoping. But when we talk about making progress, we need to focus on one. Okay, a lot of times people want to jump into two and three businesses at once. You ever notice those people? They never quite make it in any of them because of focus. And so you might want to do three of these, but I ask you to pick the one that kind of jumps out and speaks to you the most. And that will be the one that we need to focus on for the rest of this book. Okay, now here's the good news. You own the book, so you can go back and do the same process again for the next idea once the first one jumps off. So think of these ideas, circle the three, and then of the item circle, write down your top three in the shaded areas below that you have right here. Just write it down so you can see it. And you're going to see why I'm making you write and why it's important to see it when we get to the next chapter, which is Sammy Saver. Take the next 5 minutes to write down up to 10 next steps for your top income choice. Now, here, this is huge. You know, this is how you're looking at this book and you're hearing me talk, is because I do this. I'm not even aware that I do it anymore. It's an unconscious thing I automatically do after every meeting I have with someone, especially if I paid them money to meet with me. What do I need to do next? What are my next steps? What am I supposed to do? Literally, I will nail them down to please tell me what they are so I can write it. And you know what it does? It solidifies the meeting and it really brings shape to everything that we spent the last 30 minutes to an hour or more talking about. And so that's what I'm asking you to do here. Please, please, now I said 5 minutes, but since you're on your own and you're not in a group session, you can actually take as long as you need to. But I like 5 to 10 minutes just to jot it down initially. We can have another brainstorming session later. But take the next 5 minutes to write down up to 10 next steps for your top income choice. That's the one of the three that you picked. So you narrowed the 6 down to 3, and now you're narrowing the 3 down to 1. And of that 1, what are 10 things that you can do right now? And I'm giving you some examples, like call blank, drop off blank, fill out blank, write up business plan. That's a key right there. Or a part of the business plan. Write up, you know, the marketing section of the business plan or the executive summary of the business plan. That would be great, because the goal here is to make to where you do something in 1 week. You've got to take action this week. So it has to be these baby steps, these bite-sized pieces of your goal, purchase something, and etc. But I need you to just take that time, write down the 10 choices, the 10 next steps, and then you know what? We're going to talk about, for saving purposes, the next chapter, how to begin to take action on these. But if you've got it down, you're creating, believe it or not, a plan right now. And it may not look like much, but you know what? It's not the big things in life that stop us from moving forward a lot of times. Have you noticed that? It's always the little things. The little things that we don't do, like drinking water, for example, that comes to mind, that affect our health. Or we don't pay ourselves first when we get our paycheck, or we don't, you know, make that call when we're thinking about it, so we forget about it and we end up paying a late fee. Things like that. Those are little things that we didn't do that affect us greatly. And so all I'm trying to say is I need to get you in the mindset of work. We need to work it out. And that is how this is going to happen, by first of all writing it down. So I'm going to stop here. Hope you enjoyed chapter 1 or step 1 of the money management system, maximizing take home pay. And do us a favor, visit us on our website and make a comment, our blog, or even you can find us on YouTube. But stay connected with us. I'm always thrilled to hear how people are using this information to change not just their lives, but the lives of those around them and their kids. And I will see you for step 2.